my name is Luke Eelan.
And my name's Graham Schultz.
And we are producing the Freemasons Queensland's podcast, and this is show number two. The first show was meant as a pilot, and that introduced some of the basic ideas of Freemasonry. And today we're going to be covering what it is one has to do to become a Freemason, because there's a lot of myths surrounding how to join or what to do about to becoming one. And I'm talking here with Graham today, who's responsible for hand-holding, if you like, the new members coming through the process to show them what they'll be required to do to become a Freemason. So, Graham, what's the basic way people contact you and go through the process of becoming a Freemason?
Well, most people inquire through our UGLQ website, Luke, or through social media, or somehow get to ask a Freemason about joining Freemasonry, because, as you know, it's not an organisation where we actively go out and stand on street corners and recruit people to join Freemasonry. It's not a secret society. All members are quite free to acknowledge their membership of Freemasonry, and we'll do so in response to any inquiries for respectable reasons. If people want to learn some more about Freemasonry, we're very happy, as you know, to talk to them about it and tell them as much as we can, other than and what happens in our private assemblies, isn't it?
Sure. I guess one of the things that people seem to still misunderstand is, I think I talked on it just very briefly in the last podcast that we did, was about how essentially you won't be invited, and that's down to the point of a father would be strongly discouraging from inviting his son to join. The son would normally initiate that conversation. Do you find that's a common trait that people have taken a long time to become a Freemason?
A lot of people will wait to be asked, and can wait a very long time.
And that's not going to happen, is it?
No, it's not going to happen. We're not going to ask people. We will wear some, like you wear a Masonic ring, we all wear a Masonic lapel pin, for example, so that we can initiate discussion with people. If they want to ask us about it, we're happy to talk to them about it, but we're not actively going to go and tap people on the shoulder to actually come and join. And I think previous generations of Freemasons in particular, like our grandfathers' generations, didn't talk about it to anyone.
Yeah, I've heard of the way I came about to join Masonry was through a colleague that I worked with for a while. I noticed his lapel pin, and I asked him, was he a Freemason? And he happily answered yes. And I said, how do you join? And I guess Vince's first answer was, you just completed the first step by asking. So, and I think that's important to cover, because a lot of people come to us on the understanding, or they come to us thinking that they will somehow get this invitation, and they won't. And I guess the Americans use the slogan, to be one, ask one. It's not so common here in Australia, but there are a few things that we can and do. We will talk about the fraternity throughout these series of podcasts, but mainly we're going to try to initiate and initially show people what we're talking about in terms of what Freemasonry is. So in terms of Freemasonry, who can join, Graham?
Well, membership is open to men of all faiths who are law-abiding, good character, who acknowledge a belief in God. It's a multiracial, multicultural organisation, the world's oldest fraternity, basically, and it's attracted men of goodwill from all sectors of the community into membership. If you think you would like to sit in harmony and peace with men of different races and religions, then Freemasonry is certainly for you. That's what it's about. Any man of any faith can join Freemasonry and be on the same level.
I guess that's really an important thing to emphasise as well, though. It's almost considered politically incorrect to talk about God nowadays, and a lot of people think we're a religious organisation, and even to this day many of my friends do. Can you elaborate on what you mean by the belief in God? Because so many people I know, friends, family and otherwise, say, am I a Christian? And my personal belief system is different to yours and different to a lot of other people's in this, but I have a belief in a supreme being.
Yeah, Freemasonry is not a religion, but it does have some religious elements to it. Like, we have an altar in a lodge room, and we have a holy book on the lodge room, and we on the altar, and we take some inspiration from that holy book, much like we take inspiration from articles in Forbes magazine or from LinkedIn or wherever you can find inspiration. And we find that ancient inspiration from the King James Version of the Bible, especially 1 Kings, which deals with the building of King Solomon's temple, on which our whole fraternity is based. So that's the reason for the holy book or the Bible being in Masonic centers, but also it can be a holy book of any faith, you know, if you're a member of another faith. I guess the best way to put it is that the Bible is the default book.
And that, for us, I guess, to explain to people is more cultural. If you were to join a Freemason lodge in other countries, it would likely be there. They would have the book that's appropriate for their culture.
Yeah, we're talking from the Australian perspective and more particularly the Queensland perspective.
Some men also are surprised to hear that they've never been asked to become a Freemason. They may even feel as if the Freemasons in their own town think they're not good enough. Do you think this is a common misperception that people have?
Yeah, it may be. But like we said before, the fact is we're not going to ask people to join, but anyone who does make an approach to us once they know we're a Freemason, we're definitely happy to talk to them about it. And if they satisfy those few criteria for joining a community organisations like ours and the same sort of community organisations all ask those sort of things, that you're a good moral person and that you're happy to be charitable and that you, and for us, I guess it's a little more spiritual that we ask people that they have a belief in a supreme being, which there's more than just, say, you and I sitting here chatting to each other in the world. Sure. There's got to be more than that to it.
And I guess the thing about that is that the whole way of people look at how that belief system is down to them. I would like to think that a great deal of Masonry is based on allegory and personal philosophy and lessons to be learned, and I think that's one of the reasons why I joined, was to get some philosophical insights into the way I see the world.
Mm.
I guess the belief in a supreme being and joining is one of those things. I think the other criteria would have to be that you would generally be a citizen or a resident of the country in which you would join the lodge, and you would have to be of 18 years of age. And besides that, there's not that many other restrictions. How many references do people need to put in an application here in Queensland?
Yeah, we need four referees, and we can collect those references from a candidate by email, by getting in touch with their four referees and asking them how long they've known the candidate. It's necessary that they've known them for at least 5 years. We ask whether they've gotten to know them on a business or a personal capacity, and also what they think. A short character reference about the person who's applying to join our organisation. And normally, you know, that can take some time if people, you know, for one reason or other don't answer their emails and things. But normally it happens very quickly, especially now with emails and messaging. You can get a message in 24 hours.
And I think the other thing that people misunderstand is how long the process takes to join. I know when I joined Masonry, from the day that I put my application in to the day that I first became eligible to enter the lodge to do my first degree, I think it took around 4 or 5 months to do that. Sure. Is that typical?
Yeah, that's typical. When you realise that lodges only meet once a month for about 4 hours, and also that there may be other candidates ahead of you, sometimes it can be up to 6 months. But normally it's around 2 to 3 months until your application is approved, and then it's just a matter of the lodge fitting you in to their monthly meeting. It takes a couple of months just to... the lodge has to ballot for you, so that takes one of the meetings, and then the following meeting, if they're available, they can. If there's no one else ahead of you, the candidate could join. You know?
Another suggestion a few people have that I agree with as well, to become, before you become a Mason, is perhaps if you have a particular lodge in mind to join, is to actually go and speak to a few of their members prior to joining, and I think that you'll get a good idea of the type of people that join Masonry here in Queensland. Mm. And I think there is an expectation amongst young people that they'll put their application in today and find that they'll be joining tomorrow. And I think even as a person in their 30s that I found that process actually frustrating at first, but then I actually appreciated the fact that this is an organisation that has checks and balances and makes sure that the appropriate person is joining the appropriate lodge. So if they want to get in touch with you, Graham, what would be the easiest way to do that?
The easiest way is through our website. Just Google UGLQ or get on our Facebook page or just come and see us at 311 Ann Street in Brisbane. I take a regular guided tour of the building every day at 2 p.m. If anyone wants to join that tour, that's Monday to Friday. Otherwise, you know, electronic means is the best way to get in touch with us.
Okay, well, thank you for listening. These podcasts for those people that are Masons are going to be topic-based each and every month, and this is on a particular series. So this, again, we'll be following up with some more information about Masonry and the different aspects of that. So thank you for listening. Until next time, stay on the level.